Our family Sunday, and it's an opportunity for us to involve kids in a little bit of a different way. And we do have some of our young adults participating, like Toil, but now we have Abby who's going to read our scripture.
Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but everything they owned was held in common. With great power, the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as owned lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what they sold. They laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need.
Please be seated. So I just have some brief comments to offer to you. Thank you, Abby, for reading. Thank you, Doyle, for reading. Voices. Voices are so important to hear. And it's important to me on these family Sundays, as I'm sure it is important to you, to hear the voice of our young. Voices are important. Yesterday, I was in the house doing some projects, and Carol said, "It's movie time." Well, saying movie time in the middle of the day just means we just need a minute. We need a minute in the midst of projects to take a little break and to sit down and just enjoy something. And so she was flipping through all the options and came across a documentary by Maya Angelou, or of Maya Angelou. I love Maya Angelou. I love her poetry. I've read it for years and years, as I'm sure many of you have. I was still doing projects in the house. There were things that I didn't want to do. But, of course, I was finding reasons to walk through the living room every so often to kind of see what was going on. And I was particularly struck by one scene where Miss Angelou talks about a poem that she had written. And it was based on a woman that she saw on a bus that, when the bus was in a bit of jeopardy, had to stop short of things, that she seemed to have laughed. But it wasn't truly a laughter of something that is funny. It's a laughter of survival. You've seen that uncomfortable, laugh with the eyes turned up. A way to calm yourself, which inspired a poem about a woman who laughs in the face of danger, in the face of oppression, in the face of pain. Maya Angelou is a perfect representation of what it is to be a voice for a community of people. Not only was she a voice for the African American community, but specifically for African American women. But I think Maya Angelou speaks for our entire world as she speaks through the voice of her community. This week, we marked 50 years since the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. And I reflected, as I thought about Maya Angelou, that the African-American community still needs voices after all of this time. And I started thinking about what voices still exist. Maya Angelou was inspired by Langston Hughes, and many in the Black Lives Matter movement find their inspiration from Miss Angelou and from other people, that voices carry and they communicate to a community strength and courage and the ability to move on. But it's not just the African American community. As I began to reflect, I found myself going down a rabbit hole of voices. I ended up reading a lovely poem by an immigrant woman out of Brooklyn who used the imagery of the cloth that she surrounds herself with as a cloth of protection, that she surrounds herself in the memories of the world that she had to leave behind and is now in a place that feels cold, and her memories keep her warm. I read a powerful poem by a gay man living in the South that is wondering if he should turn around and just be mean like everybody else so that he can simply survive. Read Latin American poets, saw sculptures, paintings, storytellers. I saw songwriters. I was reminded of Woody Guthrie, who would sing songs for the working class. Songs like Union Maid, who says there's nobody happier for a union man than to be married to a union maid. To be able to be strong. The working class songs continued throughout the legacy of people like Bruce Springsteen and pretty much every country song out there. We all need voices, because each of these voices are used to encapsulate the pain and pride of a community. You know, even our kids have their own voices, right? Our kids have their own channels and songs and messages that are filled with color and ideas about how the world should be, filled with grace and light and love and sharing. The problem is that too often these voices stay in the community in which they are born. They strengthen the community, but they seldom do the change that needs to be made. Except in the passage that Abby read today. See, something changed in that community long ago. Something changed with this group of people that after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which we still continue to celebrate, which Doyle reminded us of. After the resurrection of Christ, something changed in this group of people. The passage talks about how the people no longer saw the possessions that they had as a value anymore, sold them to contribute them to the good of the community. They no longer saw their status or their wealth as something to hold on to, but instead to be used to better this great community. They now instead lived for the kingdom of God. Soon they would be confronted with not only issues of wealth and status, but issues of culture. What happens when Gentiles start to believe in Jesus? People from other nations, not only that, people from nations who are oppressing us. What happens when they believe and they find that same truth that the kingdom of God is the value and they find the value in each other? Jesus on his own would have been a great voice, the voice of the Middle East. The voice of the Jewish people, and we could probably still study Jesus' words in school along with those of Buddha or Gandhi. But Jesus was more than a voice. Jesus, through the resurrection, became a reason. Yes, we still listen to his voice, and on Sunday, we hear the voice of Christ. But the resurrection of Christ and the new life that we have in Christ means that not only do we hear his voice on Sunday, but we have a reason to love on Monday. The church saw what separated them, social class and wealth, but they recognized themselves as family. Because, see, there was one driving truth that they all recognized, that everyone they saw was loved by God. And everyone who believed was family. It makes it too hard to hate. It makes inequality something that we cannot tolerate. It makes separation something we can't do. It makes us recognize that if we don't have the voice of our brothers and sisters who are different than us, then we all lose something. Jesus gives us the reason. As I look in this community here, in many ways, we look very homogenous, but look around, we're not. There are people from different economies, different races, different cultures, different perspectives, different politics, but we need each other. We grow in each other. To close with this idea, the church, as they recognized their unity in Christ, something happened. And it says that they were filled with the Holy Spirit and God increased their number. You want to know how to grow? Just pay attention to each other. Listen to each other. hear one another's voice. We do these children's times. I'm going to come down. We do these children's times, these children's services, I should say, because it is so important for you to hear the voice of the young. The voice of the young reminds us who we are, not just the legacy, the people that are going to keep this church alive, but they help us to hear the voice of God. Because as we listen to them and they listen to us, we all grow together. And so I'm going to invite them back. You're good with that? All right. Can you all come back? Bring some of the things that you made. Let's see what what's happened. See, it's already fun, isn't it? All right, come on back. What do you got? You made a ball. So how was ball making? Yeah? I like that. You made that last. Okay, cool. Yeah. Best for last. All right, what do you have here? All right, here, come on this way. Let's see. All right, you made a flower. Show everybody your flower. It's beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's very avant-garde. I like that, modern. What do you have? You have a cat. Wow, you have a cat. Is that an anchor, or what is that? No, that's a nose. I'm just teasing you. That's a nose and the mouth and the eyes and the ears. I know exactly what that is. That's a very good cat. Come on, what do you... You made a cup with a straw. What's inside of there?
Water.
That's water. Okay, all right, that's good, because you are working with blue, right? All right. Did you find it difficult at all working with only one color? Yeah, okay. Now, be honest. How many of you were looking at the other color going, "Ooh, if I just had a little bit of that other color." Yeah, you were feeling that, right? Feeling that. And I think that's appropriate, right? On purpose, I sent them over and said, like to Thomas, you can only give them one color and just see what happens. Now, you kind of wanted each other's color. How about would you have preferred it? There are lots of different colors. Yeah, you can make a lot more with lots of different colors. In fact, your cup might not have only had water in it, right? It might have had orange juice, might have had lemonade, all kinds of things. So this is what I need your help with, okay? So they have learned that it's less fun working with one color. That's not as much fun. But I'm going to need your help, because we are going to sing a hymn in just a minute, and Thomas is going to help you, and I think we have Arlene and Roger is going to help, and some other people. We have more clay. Can you do me a favor? Because I'm looking at this crowd thinking they're all a little jealous that they didn't get to play with Play-Doh today. Yeah? Yeah, you're all a little jealous. All right, we have enough for everybody. I want everybody to have a little bit of blue and a little bit of yellow. Can you make that happen? We've got two buckets right back here. Thomas has got some buckets over here. And anybody else who can help us distribute, everybody needs a little blue and a little yellow. And we're going to sing the hymn, "Help Us Accept Each Other," number 596.